You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat writer, Bill Ladson. Bill, it was an awfully good season for most of the year, but it obviously ended in disappointment. As you look back on the division series, there are a lot of things that went into it, but do you feel like in the end, fundamentally, it's as simple as they didn't hit enough?
No question about it, Matthew. They didn't hit enough, and why that was, I have no idea. I'm going to tell you, what bothered me the most part is the way Matt Williams managed. I questioned whether he should have taken out Jordan Zimmermann after 100 pitches. To me, that didn't make any sense. And then it just backfired the rest of the way. And the top of the order, Denard Span didn't hit. Hardly no one hit except for Anthony Rendon and Bryce Harper. So I think that was really disappointing to see the hitting go down the way it did.
It's interesting because that's something we talked about. And this was, overall, a pretty good offense. This was not a team that couldn't hit. But, it always looked like, and we talked about this, it just looked like a lineup that you could pitch to, a lineup that didn't scare you even though it was effective. So, to me, the question going forward is, most of these guys are locked in for next year. How do they get that offense to take that next step forward? Is it just a matter of some guys coming into their own a little more, or are there places beyond second base where maybe this lineup gets better and deeper next year?
It's a matter of, players coming into their own. I mean, of all the hitters that won't be back, obviously, is Adam LaRoche. You're going to have Ryan Zimmermann most likely play first base. And, you hope that they bring back as Drewel Cabrera. But, that seemed hard to believe that he'll be back because he wants to play short, so he says. But he changed his tune the last day of the season. So, that's going to be very interesting. Wilson Ramos is better than what you saw because when he is hot, this guy can carry a team. But he didn't do that. And obviously, to me, the injuries came back to haunt him, it seems like to me. So, I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't think they need to make major changes, to be honest with you.
Which does lead into my next question, which is what do they do about second base? It sounds like Cabrera is a guy they'd like to have, but it kind of takes two. What other options are there? Because that was a position that was very much a question mark pretty much the whole year.
Yeah, Matthew, that's hard to say. Obviously they could go the free agent route. There's nobody in the minor leagues that could help them. And usually the Nationals like to go to a minor leaguer to help out. Right now there's no one who's ready to do that. And they might have to go the free agent route. I remember I spoke to Jim Bowden recently, and he brought up something that was interesting. And he said, why not have Rendon go back to second base, and you can sign a free agent like the Panda, Pablo Sandoval. And I don't think that's a good idea, only because while Sandoval is pretty good defensively and can hit, the guy has some weight issues. And usually the Nationals don't tolerate guys who are out of shape most of the time. So, I just see them maybe go out in free agency. Who that is, I don't know, but it'll be interesting to see.
But even if it's not Sandoval, conceptually, do you think that is one direction they could still go is make the move at third base rather than at second base?
It could be. Rendon could go back to second. And, you got Aramis Ramirez, who's also a free agent. But, that would make them too right-handed oriented. So, it depends on who's out there. And I can tell you right now, Espinosa is not going to be the guy they're going to give another chance to. I think he's done for the most part.
And this is something that to some extent goes without saying, but I also think it's probably something people are wondering about and want to have confirmed. There's no way that Ryan Zimmermann is a third baseman for this team next year, is there?
No way. He is done. Even Ryan Zimmermann continues to say, we have a better third baseman in Anthony Rendon. There's no way. He's done as a third baseman.
So he is obviously one of the more interesting situations here. He signed for a very long time and still is an impact bat. Is he the starting first baseman next year, simple as that, or is that decision still not completely squared away?
Matthew, it's not really completely squared away because the Nationals have never announced, per se, that Ryan Zimmerman's going to play first base. They've hinted at it. But there's no question he's going to be the first baseman. And, you know, he has a no-trade clause. So, I mean, there's no way that they can trade him. So, well, they have no choice but to put him there.
So, does that... They've got this mutual option with LaRoche, and is that something where they just kind of say thanks, goodbye? I guess the reason I ask is sometimes those are kind of complicated clauses. Is this as simple as if one party doesn't want it, the deal is over?
Yes, it is, Matthew. That's the way it goes, and it's unfortunate it has to be this way because Alan LaRoche not only was productive at the plate, the guy is really a quiet leader in that clubhouse. And I tell you, man, that guy's going to be missed in a lot of ways.
How does this organization view postseason performance? And what I mean by that is there are organizations that say, look, all we can do is build a good team, and if it doesn't happen in October, it's not really a lot you can control. You just didn't play well for a week. And I think there are some organizations that view it as some sort of referendum on what you really are. When this organization looks at the last 3 years of really outstanding regular seasons and two really disappointing quick early postseason exits, how do they kind of resolve that? Do they view it as a team that's plenty good and it just didn't happen, or do they view it as something that needs to be fixed to get them over the hump in October?
Well, if you go by 2012, Matthew, they usually go by what needs to be fixed. I mean, if you look at what happened in 12. They lost the last inning in Game 5. And if you talk to a lot of people who cover this team, they'll tell you that they thought the bullpen was the last thing they needed to fix. Mike Rizzo saw it differently. Instead of having Drew Storen as the closer, he acquired Soriano. And that shocked everybody. So it wouldn't surprise me. I'm not going to put anything past Mike Rizzo. He'll probably surprise us and tell us we need to improve maybe the bullpen. The bullpen wasn't exactly perfect in the postseason. I wouldn't be surprised if they went out and got another hitter. So, I can't right now. I don't know what the plan is now, but it wouldn't surprise me if Mike Rizzo tried to get better by signing a prominent player.
Do you think that there is the ability and willingness to spend on another significant deal as they go into this offseason?
That's a great question because, you know, as you know, on opening day, you know, the owner, Mark Lerner, said the team was tapped out. And they didn't actually spend after, you know, during the season to get a prominent player. So it's hard to say. It's really hard to say. I think it depends on who's available, and that's the only thing I can say right now. We have to wait and see.
And then the other pretty significant contractual question going on is they have a pretty high number of pretty central guys who are going into the last years of their deal. Jordan Zimmermann, Denard Span, Doug Fister, Ian Desmond are all guys who could be free agents in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Which and how many of those guys do they start really trying to work on getting long-term deals with? I wouldn't think they could get all of those done or might not even want to, but which of those guys do you think deals get done with, and how high a priority is it to square at least some of those away before next year?
Well, I think Fister and Jordan Zimmermann will be squared away, in my opinion. They're clearly two of the best pitchers on the staff, consistent. There's nothing more you can say. In terms of Ian Desmond, you know, and I thought about this today, it wouldn't surprise me if they tried to trade Ian Desmond only because early in the season, as you know, they tried to get to acquire a younger shortstop who could be ready within, you know, a year or two. So, for some reason, I don't think they're going to get Ian Desmond done. They tried in the past, but they can just get a two-year deal out of it. So, right now, I think I don't see Ian Desmond getting done. I hope that's not the case, but I think he'll be traded before next year is over.
Gotcha. And then one last thing, just broadly, from this organization's perspective, the best record of the National League, a lot of exciting personal developments from some young players, but a disappointment in October. Overall, how does the organization, how does they in the clubhouse view the 2014 season? Was this a good year or was this a disappointing year?
It depends on who you talk to. You know, you, for example, if you talk to Alan Roche, he'll say it's a failure because they wanted to win a championship. Ryan Zimmerman feels differently, saying, you know, we've come a long way from the last place teams to winning two division titles in the last 3 years. It depends on who you talk to. Knowing Mike Rizzo the way I do, this is a guy who wants to win a championship, a World Series championship. And I think to him, this is a failure. So I expect him to make some changes before opening day next year.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
The most popular way to follow every pitch of the postseason is with MLB.com At-Bat, the number one mobile app for live baseball. At-Bat brings you live postseason baseball wherever you are with dynamic features such as live radio broadcasts, replay reviews, scoreboards, highlights, stats, series schedules, and more. Get the award-winning MLB.com At-Bat app for your favorite smartphone or tablet. Visit the App Store or MLB.com today.